All right, welcome back. Top of Samech Gimel. And our journey of Torah, to strive in Torah. Torah should be in our hearts, should be in our minds, should be our greatest treasure. And Emir Tashem, it takes a lot of work, a lot of investment. And like we discussed, as much as we put in, that's what we get out. And it's about an investment. It's about working hard. It's about being committed to it. The more we're committed and invested, the more beautiful and valuable and treasure it becomes. Uvederech zeh, yesh liyashi ma shekatuv v'shochan arach. Mechaber writes, shakoti b'divrei Torah, afal b'shein akori sarach levarech. The loch is, if you're writing thoughts of Torah, like Donnie, he has his chidushay of Torah, if you're writing them down, you have to make Berachas Torah beforehand. V'tamo nosei kelim, the commentaries ask, kevan shehir b'li dibor patr b'berachas Torah, thinking about Torah without speaking, you're patr from Berachas Torah. Ma difus yesh b'ktiva, ha-mechev eto Berachas Torah, what's the difference? It's a good question. How come before you write Torah, you have to say Berachas Torah? But for just thoughts of Torah, you don't have to say Berachas Torah. It could be a lot of different answers. Rav Kesselbaum gives his own answer. It's an interesting chiddush. Aval afi anal yesh lahavin. According to what we said, we could understand. Sheva emes afilo hirer kevin sheyesh mitzvah ba. Even with thinking about Torah, since there is a mitzvah, hayaroi levarech gam la Berachas Torah. It is true. It is appropriate. We should say Berachas Torah before thoughts. Aval lo itchayvu ba. But we weren't obligated. There's no obligation, so we're not taken away from one moment of the fulfillment of to contemplate Torah. We should always be contemplating Torah, always on our mind and our hearts. We don't need to say Berachas Torah to, so to speak, take us away from that, because it has to be so constant, so present on our hearts. Shows us the levels we should aspire towards. Masha Eikein B'Ksiva. Not the case with Ksiva. Sheyachahu adayin lemo below Ksiva. You could technically learn without writing anything down. As mimela astruba kodim Berachas Torah, so therefore it's astru before Berachas Torah. Interesting idea, interesting chiddush that Rav Kesselbaum explains. Who knows this next pasuk? Ma'avdi zoratecha. Anybody hear that before? Kol hayom yisichasi. Anybody know what that means? Ever heard it sung? No? How much I love Torah, all day it's my conversation. Ra'iti b'sefer achad, shebir shedavar sh'adam ohev. It explains. Somebody that loves something, who wrote to Ladaver le'atamid, he always wants to talk about it. Never loves fantasy sports, they love talking about it, their team, their trades. Love things that are precious to them, valuable to them. They talk about it, because it's exciting. When you love something, you speak about it. Im kein, b'mesh anu oskim b'torah tamid. We that are osek in Torah always, afilimin anu lifnei ha-sefer, even if we're not in front of a sefer, anu marim avatena ba'ada. We show our love to it. We show our love. V'zeo kiddush Hashem gadol. It's a great kiddush Hashem. If we're constantly speaking about Torah, delving into it, it shows our love, our passion, our commitment. We got to share it. It's precious. It's a jewel. Lachin, kishanu misichim mimacherim sichas chulin. Well, we're just having a casual conversation with somebody. We should try to add Torah to the conversation. Anybody ever do that? Maybe at a lunch meal, having a good time, add a dvar Torah. Speak a little Torah. Even if we don't want this originally, the externals influence the internals. V'nashrish b'livenu avas Torah. And it can root inside of our hearts the love of the Torah. Until our ratzon is that we want to constantly speak about Torah. Work on it. Develop it. The externals will influence the internals. Kvar muchazal. Shraim sheyoshvim ve'im b'neim divrei Torah. Two people that are just sitting together and there's no Torah. Harezim moshav leitzim. It's like a sitting of the leitzim. The clowns, the fools, the scorners. Shneamar u'b'moshav leitzim lo yashav. Hashem doesn't dwell in moshav leitzim. Remember this, and we'll end with this. Shnayim sheyoshim yesh b'neim divrei Torah. Let's say you have two people sitting together at a restaurant, in a classroom, in a gym, wherever you are, and there's Torah, shechina b'neihem. Hashem shechina is with you. Wow, people say, where do I find Hashem today? You learn Torah with a friend, conversations include Torah, Hashem Shechin is there. You can feel elevated, inspired, elevated. Kadosh Baruch Hu is with you. Shenemar, Az Nedabu Yirei Ish El Reyehu. The God-fearing person spoke to his friend. Vayakshev Hashem. Hashem listens. Vayishma and hears. Vayichatev Sefer Zichron Lefanecha. Lefanav. And he writes a book of remembrance. Hashem records it. Yirei Hashem to those who fear Hashem. Luchosh Veishmo. And who mention Hashem's name. So what an incredible thing to think about. When we're out for lunch, when we're chilling. So much time together. Open up a sefer. Discuss Torah. And it goes from just a regular conversation to a holy conversation. It becomes kadosh, it becomes elevated. We're not just a bunch of clowns, literally clowning around. Our lives, the conversations, the very essence of our personalities become supremely elevated.